A comedian with no political experience has won the first round of presidential elections in Ukraine. Vladimir Zelensky will now face the second-place finisher, incumbent Ukrainian president Petro Poroshenko. The runoff is in a few weeks. Reporter Veronika Melkozirova is in Kiev, Ukraine. I asked her about the inevitable comparison that some people have made between Zelensky, the comedian candidate, and former reality TV star Donald Trump.
It's more what the analysts in the West do. Our political analysts compare him to Ronald Reagan.
Why also, is that?
Mostly because maybe Zelensky is not so, how to describe Trump, not to offend your president. It's Zelensky has more positive image than Trump. He's less notorious. He's like more than, funny guy, talented actor.
So what does it take to become president of Ukraine?
You need to get a financial support of one of our top oligarchs. And also you need to get the media support and all the major TV channels in Ukraine. They belong to the oligarchs. That is why a rumor has it that without a support of an oligarch or maybe several oligarchs, it is almost impossible to be elected president in Ukraine.
Would Ukrainians say that's fair, that's democratic, if you need that rich oligarch support and media support?
No, it's not democratic, but we don't have another option. People are still voting, and all the electoral watchdogs, they say our elections were fair and democratic, but still people do not read the programs of the candidates. They just trying to orient of whom to vote for by watching oligarchs' TV stations, by maybe taking some money for voting, because some of the candidates were caught trying to buy voters for about $37.
Veronika, what's at stake for this election, for Russia and for countries in the West?
The stakes are huge. After these elections, Ukraine might either turn back to Russia or keep its path to the West. While Poroshenko positions himself as the only person who can save Ukraine from Russia, Zelensky says that he's ready to negotiate with Russia. And Russian officials, they already said that they are ready to negotiate with anyone but Poroshenko. If Poroshenko would be reelected, they say they won't consider this election to be legitimate and there will be nothing to talk with Ukraine.
Are Ukrainians ready for some negotiation with Russia under Zelensky? I mean, how do you personally feel about that?
I personally think that it depends from the narrative of the negotiations, because Russia is trying to dictate. If Ukraine will step back and let Russia to have Crimea, for example, or to have the parts of Donbass it occupied in 2014, this will mean that we will slowly return back under the Russian influence. And this will mean that we won't have the right for democratic elections or maybe democratic-looking like elections, because unlike other countries of the post-Soviet bloc, Ukraine still has this option to choose its leader. We are all very proud of it. And if we will return to Russia, we will become like a satellite like Belarus or Kazakhstan, and we don't want that.
Journalist Veronika Melkozirova in Kiev, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.